Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Are you so? Yes, please. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 31st of May 2023. Working in Italy, reading a French newspaper, Le Monde, I learned something about Spain. This is not a boast about my jet-setting, multilingual life. I'm neither a jet-setter nor multilingual, but I pick up French newspapers when I can and force myself to read a few key articles as part of my sexagenarian efforts to polish up my schoolboy French. My point here, apart from how difficult it is to get a foreign newspaper except in an airport, is that we in the UK are clearly being sold only the news that our government and its, as opposed to the, Fourth Estate deem fit for us to read. An article caught my eye on the forthcoming Spanish regional elections where, despite the political right probably being ousted by left-wing Podemos in Madrid, a significant move to the right politically is expected elsewhere. If I translated it all properly, it should probably see the continued success of the semi-sensible Parti Populaire and their first appearance of the political party Vox in the regional parliaments. The article referred to a speech by Isabel Díaz Ayuso, People's Party President of the Assembly of Madrid. Although her party did not hold power in the city, she was elected and recently re-elected to this position, which is akin to mayor or mayoress. While the left challenged her, she sold herself as the candidate likely to keep the far right at bay. She avoided any mention of immigration, described the Basque nationalists as fascist, and then spoke of freedom, including, and this really got my attention, la liberté de maintenir les bars ouverts durant la pandémie de COVID-19. The freedom to keep bars open during the COVID-19 pandemic. That was the first I'd ever heard about that particular aspect of her campaign. Admittedly, COVID-19-wise, she was not perfect, as her reference to a pandemic suggests. She also boasted elsewhere how Madrid took very early measures, such as isolating care homes. We know how disastrous that was in the UK, and we were treated to some terrible pictures of mortuary vans full to the brim, leaving Spanish care homes, however. In hindsight, we have to question the veracity of any COVID-19-related news that got through the mainstream media firewall to us here in the UK in the early days of 2020. While the Daily Telegraph has run articles on Ayuso's ambitious plans for Madrid and her plans for a low-tax, pro-enterprise culture, I found little else in our newspapers. Certainly nothing about her determination not to let COVID-19 restrictions ruin the economy of her city, thus her reference to the freedom to keep bars open during the COVID-19 restrictions. Earlier this month, she saw her share of the vote to keep her in office in Madrid increase by 22% from 22% to 44%, with a 99% turnout at the ballot. Compare that with some of the dismal turnouts in the recent UK elections. Speaking after her win, she said that the results backed her policies of keeping bars, restaurants and other businesses open even in the thick of the coronavirus pandemic to keep the economy up and running. She's not beyond reproach, COVID-19-wise, and I'm sure, like any politician, she has her faults, but foisting unnecessary economic disaster on the people of Madrid was not one of them. We now have plenty of Johnny-come-lately candidates and fringe parties in the UK who would not support another lockdown. But if there was a single one who was in his or her position in 2020 to 2021 who effectively opposed economic lockdown, like Isabel Díaz Ayuso did, they would have my vote next time round. Alas, there were none.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.